This week's parsha is full of dramatic stories. Perhaps the most dramatic story of all is the climax of the parsha, of the Akedah. It's poignant, it's inspiring, it's moving. What's strange, though, is that we'd imagine the parsha would end on a high note, with the Malach telling Avram Avinu, Yan asher asisa sadavra azek yivarecha varechecha v'harba arba es zaracha. The story should end with the Malach promising Avram tremendous schar for his great mysterious nefesh. But that's not the way the parsha ends. The Torah adds a few more psukim. It says, Vayhi achar hadvarim ha'ele vayugad l'Avram leimar hine yolda milka gam hi bonim l'nochar achicha. The Torah tells us that after the Akedah, Avram Avinu heard that his brother Nochar had children. He had 8 children from one wife and 4 children from a second wife. And that's how the parsha ends. It seems strange. Isn't this ending somewhat anticlimactic? Here we're on such a high, thinking of the level Avram Avinu and Yitzchak reached through the Akedah, and we have to end with the seemingly trivial tally of Nochar's children. We all know Rashi's famous comment, Hakol nichtav lehodia sherivka bazuk shel Yitzchak nolda. All of these psukim are written only to tell us that Rivka, the bazug of Yitzchak Avinu, was born. Now it was time for Yitzchak to marry his Bashet. But there seems to be more to the story than that. Because we know that when we read the parsha of the Akedah on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we include these psukim as part of the Kriya. So these psukim must be part of the story of the Akedah itself. They're not just the lead into the next parsha. They must be part of the lesson of the Akedah. What's the message here? The Rav once commented that perhaps the Torah wants to share with us a very important message. Avram Avinu could have reacted to the news about his brother's family by complaining. He could have said, it's not fair. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I've had such trouble having children. I davened that I should have a child from Sarah, and you gave me my son Yitzchak. When you asked me to give him up and be makir him as a karban, I didn't argue with you. I did as you said. Why does my brother have it so easy? Like nothing, he has 8 children from one wife, 4 children from another. Why do I have all of the difficulties in life? It's easy to look at someone else's portion and think that you've been shortchanged, that you've been dealt a raw deal. But the challenge in life is to realize that each and every one of us is given the portion that's good for us. The Chaim Volozhin comments on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Ezeu Osher HaSameach B'Chelko, that a person can only be happy if he realizes that what he has in life is his chelek, it's chelko, it's his special portion. Sometimes people have a tendency of looking over at someone else and thinking, if only I had it as good as he has it. But if we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the show, and he gives each one of us a portion that's tailor-made for us, then it's a little bit easier to be happy. Because then we at least realize that we're getting what's meant for us. When Avram Avinu listened to the news about his brother in silence, without reacting negatively, that's when he reached the highest level. Because he demonstrated that not only was he willing to go through with the Akedah, but he accepted his Nisayon. He realized that if this were his portion, it must be good for him. The Gemara says in Bava Basra on Daf Yud Amud Beis that one of the Amoraim got very sick, and he was hovering between this world and the next world. When finally he got better, his father asked him, did you catch a glimpse of the next world? So he answered, yeah, Taka did see, but it was an Olam Hafach, it was a topsy-turvy world, very strange. Elyonim Lamata, Tachtonim Lamala, those who are given covered in this world and in the next world, they didn't have such honor. And those who are in a more lowly position in this world, there they seem to be given a lot of honor. It was a very strange vision that I saw. So his father told him, you didn't see an Olam Hafach, you saw an Olam Bara, you saw a clear world. A clear world, that's the way it's going to be. That's the way it is. What does this mean? The Bali Musar explained that this Gemara is teaching us that a person doesn't receive schar based on the quantity of mitzvos and masim tovim that he does, but rather it's a function of how difficult it was for the person to do those mitzvos and masim tovim. What obstacles did the person have to overcome to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly? What's challenging for one person sometimes isn't challenging at all for a different person. For one person, keeping kosher, putting on tefillin might be challenging. For a different person, coming to davening early, coming on time to stay there, doing an extra act of chesed, that might be challenging. A person gets schar for the obstacles that they have to overcome to perform mitzvahs. The same is true when it comes to Talmud Torah. Schar is not based on how much a person accomplishes, how many mesechtas he finishes. It's a function of how difficult it was for him to accomplish whatever he does. A person who's not as, doesn't have a photographic memory, let's say, who works hard at his learning, and who accomplishes, he'll get greater schar than someone who has much more talent but who doesn't accomplish as much as he's supposed to. Life is not a standardized test where everyone gets the same exam and they're all graded the same. The reason why life is fair is not because there's a curve, but because everyone's test is different. Everyone gets a test that's tailor-made for them. We should never know of any difficulties in life. But if we do face some challenges, even so-called minor challenges, we should think of the way Avraham Avinu reacted to the news about his brother. And that will hopefully give us the right perspective, so that rather than becoming frustrated by the challenges that we experience, we'll be able to use them as a catalyst to grow even more. The chance. Yeah.